All month long, we've been highlighting this year's entries in the National Recording Registry. That's the Library of Congress program that preserves key moments in recording history for all time. This week, the George Jones hit He Stopped Loving Her Today, a song really so sad that Jones almost didn't record it. And then it became the Country Music Association's Song of the Year, 2 years in a row. To tell the story, we have a Nashville insider.
My name is Hazel Smith. Country music has been my life all my life. I do a column called Hot Dish for CMT.com, and this is my 15th year of reporting country music news to WFMS in Indianapolis.
The star who recorded the song.
Well, my name is George Jones, and I've been in country music now for many years, ever since about 1956.
And the songwriter, one of the greats.
My name is Bobby Braddock, and I write songs. I guess some of the songs I've written that country music fans would be familiar with would be Time Marches On, Tracy Lawrence, and then Tammy Wynette's D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today.
You know, you got a man like Bobby Braddock who wrote, I don't know how many hits for George Jones, Golden Rings and a lot of songs. Now, those were duets with George and Tammy. You know that, don't you?
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day.
Bobby wrote songs that suited George. The Possum Can Sing.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
When I start singing, I try to live that story and put every bit of heart and soul that I had to offer in the songs. And that's the way I've always felt about recording. You know when a song is pretty good, because if it hits you and just blows smoke everywhere, you know it's got something pretty powerful there.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind.
The plot line of He Stopped Loving Her Today, which I wrote with Curly Putman, is this guy split up with the love of his life, and he just never moved on, and he stopped loving her today because he died today, simply put.
But he still loved her through it all.
He never found out anything about the art of letting go.
Hoping she'd come back again.
The guy was a bad role model.
George thought it was the saddest song he ever heard and wouldn't nobody listen to it.
I kept arguing with my producer. I said, Billy Sherrill was my producer at that time. And I said, Billy, it's a beautiful song. It's just too sad.
Billy Sherrill got a lot of criticism in those days for his production being too slick.
He knew I wasn't much of horns and strings and things like that, but strings are beautiful, I found out.
I can tell you right now, the production of He Stopped Loving Her Today did not hurt that song at all. As a matter of fact, if you listen at it, you start to cry.
My favorite part of the record is the ascending string section. Sounds like the guy has died and is on his way to heaven.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. And soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her.
Instead of singing it, Billy Sherrill thought it would be good just to do the recitation.
You know, she came to see him one last time.
You know, it still is the ultimate I love you song, you know.
When George sings the song, the entire audience stands to their feet. They feel like they're in church, do you understand?
This time,
he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today.
Country music is the one thing on this planet that is true. And this song, He Stopped Loving Her Today, every word is true. There's no make-believe in it. It's something that, surely to God, it happens sometime.
He stopped loving her today.
The George Jones hit song written by Bobby Braddock. We heard from both of them along with Hazel Smith. Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich produced our story. We've aired four stories about this year's picks for the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. They're all available at our website, along with a bonus track, number 5 in the series, a story about Link Wray's Rumble, including guitarist Little Stevie Van Zandt. That's at Studio360.org.